From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Robert Gabbin and Steve Hughes report in the Albany Times-Union that former local congressperson John Sweeney, who now works for the Rensselaer County IDA, is in court this week for hiring a private investigator to tail a woman in a child custody matter, but then not paying the private eye. Mario Pecoraro, the CEO of Alliance Worldwide Investigative Group, is suing Sweeney for $3,419 worth of investigative work. Sweeney has filed a $5,000 counterclaim, saying the woman caught on that she was being watched and went to the state police. A trial in the matter is scheduled for October the 12th. Sweeney represented the WGXC listening area in Congress from 1998 to 2006, when Kirsten Gillibrand, now a senator, beat him. Sweeney was hired by the Rensselaer County IDA last month for a $70,000 a year job. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Politico and Morning Consult released a poll August 22nd showing both possible New York Democrats who might run for president in 2020 trailing Donald Trump in potential matchups. There are more than 800 days before the next presidential election, but one of the first polls has both Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and Governor Andrew Cuomo trailing Trump. Trump took 30% of support against Cuomo, who got 25%, with 45% undecided. Against Gillibrand, Trump won 29%, and New York's junior senator took 24%, with 47% of voters undecided. Trump's highest figure in the poll was 32% against Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who got 44% in the survey. Read the full story at Politico. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that while Michael Cohen, the president's former lawyer, accuses President Donald Trump of committing a crime, Representative John Fassel, the Republican of Kinderhook, does not believe he should be impeached. Fassel said by phone, and I quote, "It's a serious issue, and I think it has to play out, and we'll see what unfolds. I've said from the get-go, the Mueller investigation should go to its natural conclusion. Let the chips fall where they may. The only thing that we've not seen yet is a specific allegation in terms of any of these legal matters that have been pursued by Mueller of the issue of conspiracy or collusion with a foreign government by the Trump campaign. That may yet happen, but let's wait and see what unfolds," unquote. Cohen pleaded guilty to 5 counts of tax evasion and a single count of bank fraud and said that he lied on a home equity line of credit to obtain money to pay off Stormy Daniels. And I quote, "in coordination with and at the direction of a candidate for federal office," end quote. And that he did so, and I quote, "for the principal purpose of influencing the election," end quote. Trump said he knew about the payment, and there is an audio recording of him discussing the payment with Cohen before the election. Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has said that Trump campaign officials met with Russians to get political dirt on Hillary Clinton before the election. Basso said, and I quote, "I think what that speaks to is political stupidity, because the first thing anyone in that campaign should have done should have been to report that overture by the Russians to the FBI and not have that meeting," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Associated Press reports that New York issued a subpoena this week for Michael Cohen in its investigation of the Trump Foundation and state charity and tax laws. Cohen, the president's former lawyer, pleaded guilty in Manhattan federal court August 21st to campaign finance violations and other charges. Then his lawyer, Lanny Davis, went on television saying his client has information that would be of interest to federal and state investigators. The next day, after Cohen received the subpoena, August 22nd, the lawyer called New York tax officials about the case. An anonymous state official would not say what the call was about. Read the full story at the Associated Press website. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.